Incoming enemy fighters, prepare for launch.
Welcome to
Nintendo Main.
Episode number one. I am your host, Trey Johnson. This is your second host, Jeremy Mikowski.
Hey, what's up? I'm Jeremy Mikowski.
Are we like is this like a Nintendo centered podcast or just a video podcast? I don't know what exactly you want to call it, but we can just talk it out like while we're rolling on this first one because
I think we're just going to kind of fly by the seat of our pants and see what we have to talk about. But
what do you think is the direction for it?
I'd like to talk about games. Yeah, Nintendo games.
Oh, we'll just say
pretty wide.
Nintendo Main.
Video game based podcast, retro, whatever stuff.
Yeah, maybe in the future a little more thematic, but in this intro episode, kind of just.
We're just flying up the seat of our pants. So, why don't you introduce. Well, you didn't introduce yourself. This is Jeremy. Tell them about where you're from, when you started playing games. Like, give me some backstory shit here.
Well, I grew up in central Illinois in a little town called Danville. Moved around a little bit. Lived all over the state, I guess. Started playing games when I was very young. I started playing the Atari when I was 3 or 4. But I do remember, even before that, watching my dad play arcade games for hours. He claims, and he doesn't have any way of proving this, but he claims he's one of the first people to beat the Dragon's Lair arcade.
Oh,
the original CD-ROM.
Oh, seriously?
Like the first CD-ROM game, yeah. So I actually remember watching him play that a lot.
He's not credited by Twin Galaxies or anything as holding a... You remember Twin Galaxies? The guys
right,
who have
yeah.
the... the King of Kong people. He's not in that book. In like the book
no,
with like, all
not.
The high scores or anything like that.
But he worked at the Village Mall Cinema in Danville. And directly next door was an arcade called the Jolly Jester, which was there for probably until I was about 12 or 13 before it closed down. But
that's kind of
I remember spending a lot of time there before we had any game systems of our own, other than, well, we had an Atari pretty early, but we didn't get a Nintendo until I was probably 9 or 10.
Sure.
And then kind of, I think, pretty rapidly got a Super Nintendo within a year or two after that, because that was around the time it first came out, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
first off, like, what are you playing right now?
Right now, I'm replaying Dawn of Sorrow on the DS. I just finished playing through all the Game Boy Castlevanias on Virtual Console, and I wanted to keep going, and they haven't released any of the DS ones yet, so.
Yeah, that's a shame.
I'm also playing Symphony of the Night on my Xbox simultaneously. I've beat that a few times, but just trying
I never made it through that game.
It's a great game.
I have it for PlayStation 3, and I don't know. I mean, I think it's kind of... It was sort of overhyped to me, and after playing, like, all the Game Boy Advance ones and DS ones, it just didn't seem as cool when I finally got to it, because it was after the fact.
Do you remember
that I had already played through those,
college,
so I couldn't really get into it.
A guy named Bill. I think his name was Bill.
Yeah.
I can't remember his last name. He had a goatee.
Yeah, he played it all the time, and he had it, like,
he
where
was,
it, like fought it, where it, like, fought it. Like, didn't it, like, fight for him? Like, he had it set up to where, like, the floating ghosts would attack stuff or whatever. I remember him playing.
Yeah, he pretty much
Charlie
didn't have to. All he had to do was walk across the room, and his familiar would take care of everything. But he would, like...
Yeah, I remember him showing me stuff on it, and I was like,
he,
oh,
like,
crazy.
Obsessively played that game to where, like, I guess what a thing people do, and I haven't really gotten too much into it, but trying to beat Dracula with just, like, one specific item in your inventory. So, like, you had these monster bottles that had, like, skeletons in them, kind of remember, and he would beat the final boss just by throwing skeleton bottles at it till it died. Or maybe he would use the weakest weapon in the game, like, equip the weakest weapon, and try to beat him that way, and just create his own challenges, because he was pretty obsessed with the game, so...
Yeah.
I remember him just kind of, like, insisting I needed to play it, and he was in the dorm room next to me, so...
You know, I remember him. He was... We went to the Timmys. Do you remember them? We went to a Timmys Nihilate show.
Yep.
I went with him to the... It was that one where I didn't have my license, and I somehow got in with my school ID, which is hilarious. Like, working at a bar now. I work at a bar. And I checking IDs. It's like, how the fuck did I get that to fly? I don't know.
It was a different time, man.
But I got into a 21 and over show at a bar with a student ID. And
where was this? What town?
It was in, like, Bloomington.
Okay, there you go. It's a college town.
Yeah. And, I got in with a student ID and my insurance card, which had my name, which had my name and birth date on it, yeah, was how I got in.
Which is hilarious because you could have stolen someone's insurance card. But I guess you're.
It had my name printed on it. It was legit. It had my birthday on it. And I'm like, here's me. This is my birthday. I don't drink. I didn't even drink anything then. I'm like, can I just go in and see Nihilate? Like, I'm here for the show. Like, can I just go watch the band?
Not even water.
And they were fine. Well, yeah, you know, not. I was gonna drink beer. Yeah. What are your top five favorite games? I guess we'll do that, you know.
Well, I think depending on the day that you asked me that, I'd have a different answer. But I guess I could, in no particular order, I could say Chrono Trigger is up there. I'd say the original Mario Brothers is kind of generic, but now that I think about it. But
not the arcade one, though, right?
I like the arcade one, yes. Oh, I'm saying the original Super Mario Brothers, yeah. I should say, yeah.
That arcade one has horrible control. Did you play it on it? If you played on NES Remix, the controller's got awful on that game of Mario Brothers. Just right.
Oh, it
Mario
is,
Brothers,
yeah.
The arcade one.
I really like Star Fox. I love the original Star Fox on Super Nintendo. Was mm-hmm. a game I played the crap out of. Tetris Attack on Super Nintendo. I was pretty obsessed with that game for a while.
I love that game.
I played that game every day for.
Why is that game not?
Years.
Why is that game not on the Wii U? Why is that not a virtual console? That's what I want to know. Is there some sort of, like it wouldn't be a licensing, it's a Yoshi game. Like, I don't, that always...
They own Panel de Pon and they own...
That always bugged me, like, why they'd never... I mean, they released Pokemon Puzzle League on Game Boy Color on 3DS,
right.
But you can't release Tetris Attack for Super Nintendo on
I think they
console?
Released the Pokemon Puzzle Challenge. What was it called on...
The 64 one?
64.
Did they put that? Was that on Virtual Console?
It was on the Wii. I'm not sure if they've re-released it on the
yeah.
Wii U. But
did you see?
No, they haven't because they only have a few.
Did you see? I read
games.
This. I read this article talking about like, have you played? Like, I don't. You have an Xbox. I don't care. I don't really care about Xboxes, but I really want an Xbox One to play Rare Replay. Have you seen the Rare Replay?
Oh
game?
Yeah, that looks great. It looks.
There was an article saying that there's more games at that time. There were more 64 games on Xbox than Wii U.
That's true. That was before they
there was
released.
Like one. There was like one.
What was the first one? Mario 64, I think, was the first one that they...
Yeah, I think it was like 6 versus 7. Like, there's 7 on the disc, on the Microsoft uh-huh. disc, and there's only 6 on Wii U. But I think there's more now. There's like, I think there's like 10 now, at least. Because since then, they've released Mario Golf on 64, which is awesome, which I bought.
Paper Mario.
If you want to play that later. Yeah, Paper Mario. But no, Paper Mario was on there when they did the first list. But since then, they've released Mario Golf and Sin and Punishment. So I think
okay.
that takes it up to 8, maybe. Maybe there's more.
So it just squeezed past the Xbox
One. Yeah, it just squeezed past it. But still, it was like... our mutual friend, Bethany, last time I talked to her, she asked me if there was any way that she could play Conker's Bad Fur Day digitally through a virtual console. And
there is no way.
And I told her that I couldn't, that she couldn't, and she was upset, and I told her how she bought an Xbox, and she said, fuck that, she doesn't want an Xbox.
I thought,
but,
and I had thought that, okay, so I remember that game being re-released as Live and Reloaded, and I'm not sure if they put the whole first game in it or not.
Yeah, they did. And
but
I think
they kind
they
of remastered
it,
but I thought...
Multiplayer, whatever.
Right, I thought it was on the 360 for the longest time, so one day I was thinking, oh, well, I really want to play that game, I'm going to buy it. Because I don't have
Xbox.
A functional 64. But
yeah,
it was
on the actual
yeah,
Xbox One,
the
not Xbox.
Original Xbox, which...
Well, is Xbox One, but it's...
Yeah.
It's so dumb. That's such a stupid name. But whatever.
So I actually
no offense,
pulled
Xbox
the
fans,
game up,
dumb
like,
name.
Some video of it, and I think I might actually prefer to play the Nintendo 64 version, because at the time, I'm sure it was very impressive, but there's that
good.
Uncanny thing that happens with trying to... update games, and then, I don't know, the top-of-the-line graphics end up looking shitty even faster now, and retro stuff holds its visual
oh,
appeal.
Sure. I looked at some of the, because I heard Banjo-Kazooie was re-released digitally on Xbox,
mm-hmm.
and I love Banjo-Kazooie. Because, like, Banjo-Kazooie and Banjo-Tooie are, like, both on the Rare Replay.
Yeah.
And I looked at that, and that looked fine. I mean, that looks cool. Looks good.
I have been playing that, too.
I think the 64 game looks great. Like, my 64 is at my girlfriend's house. I let her borrow it, so...
I haven't
been able to play it, but I wanted to play... I'd like to play Banjo-Kazooie again and see if it's as good as I remember it being. Like, you're playing through it, right?
Right, yeah. So I am at... the very last level, spoiler alert, is called TikTok Forest or something like that.
It's like 20 years old. It's fine.
You know yeah, I mean? It's like four different seasons. There's a door, and you're in the same location four seasons.
Yeah, and the house like builds itself, right? Like there's a house that like comes together. Like
there's a lot of different things, right?
Like, that was really cool.
There's a house that gets built. There's a beaver who gets blocked out of getting into a dam, and you can only get to him at a certain point. Mm-hmm. There's a beehive. And you go to the beehive, and most seasons the beehive's there, but one season it's gone. Like winter, it's just not even there, and the water's all frozen over. It's pretty cool. So I'm on that part. But my main reason for playing through it again, and I've beaten it on the Nintendo 64 before, was that I really want to play Tooie, and I've never played Tooie. But also, what's really cool, and I think that they probably did it in the Remix game also.
I didn't play Tooie either.
But the stop and swap, yeah. The original stop and swap feature that was omitted from the...
I don't know if you can do that in the new one, if you can do it in the re-release. Like, where you would switch the games?
I imagine you probably can. How much do you think... because it's in it's on the 360 version. So, I'm pretty excited about it. I'm towards the end of the game, and I've been making sure I'm collecting everything. I don't know if you need to. I've seen the ice key.
The jiggies and all that.
You can see the goddamn ice key, and you can't get to it. Mm. Always wondered why the fuck that thing was there. I guess I'm going to start swearing now a bunch.
Oh, you can... That's fine. You can swear.
But,
I don't like... Oh, well, whatever. I don't care. You say whatever.
Is it cool if I say cock?
I don't care.
All right.
Say whatever you want.
So that cocksucker is, like, back behind this ice, and you can't even get to it. And you're like, why is it there? And yeah, that's pretty much it. So I think the ice key is somehow implemented in Banjo-Tooie with the stop and swap. That's...
Oh, sure.
All I know at this point.
Yeah, there was some... There was some stuff, yeah, there was some... I'm getting distracted for a second. I'm looking at Banjo-Tooie on Amazon, because I never played it, and I should buy it. You can buy it for, like, $20 new, I think.
Don't you have a 360?
No. Conan had a 360.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, Brandon had a 360.
So you want to buy Tooie for the 64?
Yeah, dude. I want to buy the fucking cartridge, man.
Did you look it up? I bet it's around $50 or $60 to buy it at this point.
Yeah.
But the original one's not that expensive. I actually own.
I mean, I could probably buy a used one for like $5 or something. Okay, he wants to be in a podcast. Yeah, there's like $30 used, $104 new, $143 from Retro Dream.
Yep.
So you know, if we ever set up a donation thing, send us $143.
Or just send into the game.
Yeah.
If you wanted to actually send your personal copy of the game,
just send the game.
We promise to send it back. Never.
Yeah. Sure.
Or we could. I mean, we could. Maybe we could start something new where you loan us things and then we give them back. I don't know if it's going to be a two-way street, though, unfortunately. I don't have...
Don't tell them you're going to steal their games. No one's going to listen to us.
No, I'm saying I'm not going to let them borrow my games.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, definitely.
What do you think about...
What where were you at on your... Or what were you going to say? Go ahead.
I was about to go off on a tangent about sharing. Like, how would you... Do you think it would be a good idea to be able to share digital games in the sense, like, if you had a game, you downloaded it, and you wanted to loan it to a friend,
you wouldn't be able to... PS3?
Right. Oh, do they do that on PS3?
It's, like, sort of a...
To where you can't play the game when it's loaned out.
No, it's like sort of a trick that you can do to cheat the system to give free games to your friends. Oh. You used to be able to, like, we called it game share, like me and Conan used to do it. Conan's one of my old friends, one of my roommates. Anyway, you like give your password to somebody else and you sign in on PlayStation Network under their name, and you can download all of the stuff that they have onto your system, and then sign in back as yourself and you'll have all those games on there, and you can play them at any time.
Wow.
So it's like getting free games by sharing. We call it game share. And you used to be able to do it up to like 10 times. Like you could like go shit. But they shut it down to now you can only do it on like two systems.
Okay.
But yeah, we used to do game share where it's like
so there's something in the actual digital file.
So I would like give you my password and you would sign in under my name and you could download all the games that I bought onto the PlayStation Network for your system. And then you would have them on there. Like, he gave me, like, Marvel vs. Capcom 2 and, like, NBA Jam and, like, a bunch of other shit that he bought, like, that you could just download. And then you have it. And it was awesome. But, I don't know, my PS3 crashed and I had to... And I lost all the, I lost all of my saves. Which are actually... Through PlayStation Plus, they save it to the cloud, so I was actually able to get them back. But when that happened, I lost all the games that I downloaded from him through GameShare.
Oh, and you couldn't get them back.
Because I couldn't re-download them. But yeah, you can do that through PlayStation 3, but I'm sure Nintendo's, you know...
I guess my thought was trying
to stay away from that, but you wanted to find a way where you could,
game,
like, loan it. Yeah.
Uh-huh, and then it's no longer... You can't play it on your system until they give it back to you, whatever
sure.
manner. Speaking
yeah.
of that, if that's through a key code or through... Something you would share mm-hmm. through the actual messenger on the system.
Yeah.
Could be a cool idea. I don't know. I mean,
yeah,
it's definitely not.
Do you remember when you used to be able to gift games on Wii? I thought that was really cool.
You can't do that anymore?
No, you can't do it on Wii U. I tried to do it. My girlfriend and I, we tried to do it for her brother for his birthday. We tried to gift him a, you know, like NES Remix or something like that.
Huh. Can you do it on the 3DS?
I don't know.
Because
that was only a Wii thing, but that was really fucking cool. Because like my friend John, Super Metroid's like my favorite game like ever, and I already had the game, but he gifted me the Virtual Console Super Metroid 1 year for my birthday, and it's just and it would just come in as an email, and it's like, hey, you got a free game from your buddy.
Well, what's great about it?
And you unwrap it. And,
what's great about the Virtual Console is the save states. I mean, especially for a game you've already beaten.
Yeah.
You can save state your favorite parts of the game and go back at any point.
Well, for what I was talking about earlier, Mario Golf, save state is like a fucking lifesaver. Because you can save state at the beginning of every hole. And that's like the only way to win at that game.
You can do that.
You win a hole and then you save, and uh-huh. then when you fuck up the next hole, you go back to the beginning of the hole. You can actually do that in the game, too. You can save it and restart it, but it takes longer. But
you
with the save state, it's like a second where you can just pop it back to where you were... loaded, and I do it on the Mario Golf Game Boy Advance one also.
I would do it like by stroke
and be like, if I miss this one, I go back and do it again.
Because when you're playing the Nintendo characters at the end to get to the end game, or I don't know if it's an end game, but to really beat the game, you have to beat all of
Did you play the Game Boy Advance Mario Golf?
Yeah, I beat it
That
all.
Game's awesome.
I beat the shit out of that game.
That game's fucking great.
Yeah, I have it. I downloaded it for
that game's really good.
The Wii Virtual Console. But
yeah, I did too. I got tennis also, but
I think it holds better as a portable game.
I couldn't get into tennis as well, but
yeah.
I loved the golf game. I still have the golf game.
And they didn't have like the RPG elements in the tennis version, did they? I think that was just...
Yeah, I mean, you can like level up. And
oh, really?
And it's similar, but tennis is not as fun to me as golf is.
I just never really got into tennis games. I know...
Yeah, I like
some people really stand by
Mario
Tennis
for 64. Like, I really,
but to me, it always felt like you were just hitting a button. I don't know.
You don't want to play. You don't want to play the Wii U.
I just never really was able to get into tennis games. I tried
the replacement for Star Fox, the tennis game.
Oh right.
And
sorry that Star Fox has been delayed.
And Animal Crossing.
Here's tennis.
Yeah. Animal Crossing. Mario Party. Have you seen that? Animal Crossing, the Amiibo Festival.
Oh, the Amiibo Festival.
Yeah.
I forgot about that one.
What do you think about that game?
I think that I only have one Amiibo, so I can't really have a festival with one guy. I mean, can you have a festival by yourself?
Speaking of Amiibos, Jeremy has recently taken the first step to fall down the rabbit hole of Amiibo-dom. And
I have purchased my first Amiibo. I don't know why. I do know why. Because I wanted it, but I got the Google Glass Star Fox. Apparently he has augmented reality headset.
Oh, yeah.
So, for whatever reason, Star Fox is...
Didn't he look like that in Star Fox Assault? Or did he not?
He looks like that in Smash Brothers.
Yeah. But I think he had that eye thing in Star Fox in the GameCube Star Fox game, which had, like, maybe two good levels on it.
Yeah, I do claim that... the original Star Fox is one of my favorite games, but I didn't get on the sequels too much. I did like...
I fucking love Star Fox 64.
I liked Star Fox 64. That one was great.
64 is so good.
And
I think that's the best one.
I mean, thought I Star Fox Adventures was pretty cool.
64 one's better.
I think that was more of a... Because there weren't a whole lot of games to play at the time, you know? Like, Star Fox Adventures was a game I stuck to and beat. And
oh, for GameCube? Yeah, because that was an early GameCube game. Have you seen people, like, I've seen people, like, break the disc over, like, that Test Your Might thing or whatever at the end?
I don't remember the Test Your Might.
There was, like, something that, like, there's, like, no checkpoints in it, and you have to go through this whole stupid fucking cutscene where you, like, tap a button, like, however long to beat the fucking crocodile dinosaur dude.
Huh.
And, like, apparently that was, like, a game-breaking thing for some people, and I've seen videos of people, like, breaking the disc, like, busting it with a hammer, like, because they got so mad.
I guess that's literally game-breaking.
They, like, rage quit so much over it that they, like, broke the game.
I have a friend who rage quit a baseball game recently, and his solution was to go outside and smash his controller, which I think is kind of silly, but that's what he did.
Yeah, I'm an adult now that doesn't have a lot of money, and controllers are expensive. They're like the same price as games, so I've grown out.
And it wasn't the controller's fault.
I've grown out of my
an internet latency thing that was causing the problem. He was playing an online game.
Well, I've gotten mad about stuff. I'm not as much as I used to. But when I was younger, yeah, I would break controllers, but not like smash them outside. But I had like a Super Nintendo controller that I would like hit the desk with, like when I couldn't get through a certain level. And eventually it, like, started breaking apart. And my first 64 controller kind of broke apart, too, from me just, like, hitting the chair with it. But now that I have to buy my own controllers, I don't store my controllers and stuff anymore because I can't afford a bunch of them.
I just know, like, this controller in particular was a PlayStation 3 controller. I think that you can get them used for $20 or $30, but a new one is still, like, $40 or $50. And
they're too expensive, and it is what I'm saying. I've grown out of the breaking of controls. Anyway, do you want to have an audio unboxing here of your first rabbit hole Star Fox?
Yeah, I'm going to open this up. He's got the, like I said before, he's got the Google Glass. He's got some sort of hexagonal charm on his waist. So let's figure out what's going on here.
I found a Greninja for the first time. Starter Pokemon from Pokemon XY's fucking ninja frog thing with a giant scarf.
But you're leaving that one closed, right?
No, I'm opening. I was just saving it for the podcast. Alright, ready? Do it.
This is the sound of amiibos.
Free.
Oh wow, it says Fox behind it.
Yeah.
I didn't see that before.
Ta-da.
They don't hear that? That's the sound of Star Fox.
Yeah, that would make any noise. So yeah, amiibos.
So I noticed after I'd already purchased the amiibo that he's got a small scratch on his eyebrow, so, you know, I'm just going to say he's kind of gangster Star Fox with the razor stripe.
You got to take him back now.
But,
does he? Yeah, there's not, like, I don't think there's a... Some guy on, Some guy on a pod, on a thing that I, this Nintendo group that I'm on, said that he got that there was a date on these that you could tell, like, when they came out.
Like, when the actual...
Yeah, like, whether it was, like, a reprint or whether it was original pressing, because he said he found, like, an original pressing,
printed serial number on the bottom of the amiibo itself.
Yeah, he said he found the original.
Because if you look, it's not even, like, straight. It's definitely just, like, stamped on there.
So yeah, he said he found the original Lucario, which I don't believe that. I think everything out now is just, re-released stuff.
Well, especially at Toys R Us.
Yeah.
Where they have such a high demand for them, they're being, as we were told by the lady, FedExed or UPSed in every day, and, like, not on the standard truck that they get their deliveries
through. Well, this may just be the card, because the back of your card says 2014 on it. And the back of my card says 2015, so take that as you may, if you think that is...
Oh, you're talking about the copyright date?
Yeah, the copyright date for yours is 2014.
That's probably...
Because this one came out... Because this came out in November. Fox was the first wave, release. But you're lucky that you found one at all, because, like I said, I saw maybe two of them when they came out, and then I never saw Fox ever again. So, you know, I never saw him in another store, so...
Well, there were three of them at Toys R Us.
Yeah, and there were, like, six Greninjas, but,
You know, that guy got the Lucario.
Probably won't be there when I come back. Yeah, that guy that I walked in and this guy bought a Captain Falcon and a Lucario amiibo and asked him if he had any more, if there were any more left, and he said no, they're the last of them. And I asked him to give it to me, and he said no, and I said I called him a fucker.
Yeah, and then we ran. Call him a little fucker or and a shithead or something.
No, I called him a fucker. I said, oh, you little fucker. And then I went back and found a Greninja. So, Spritty.
So I'm really interested in how these things are designed. Certain parts of the way it's molded will obscure other parts. So, for instance, I really want to pull this thing off his eyeball and see if he's got a pupil or if it's just a dead white eyeball back behind it.
I'm sure he has a pupil.
You think so? You think they actually went through, like...
Let me see. Well...
Because if you look on any of the ones with the clear stands, you can see inside of their legs, like... You can see it, like, when you zoom in too much on a Nintendo 64 model and you can see through it. You kind of get that...
Oh, yeah, the polygon. Well, that's on the game, though.
But if you look, like, on Link here, you can see inside of his leg when you look through the...
Yeah, you can. Wow, Link. This is some shoddy pea stain, shoddy Link. Link with, I'm sure you've seen it, any of you Amiibo fans have seen the yellow urine stain Link. If you look to the side, though, he has a big hole on his leg.
I believe this is when he was in the Spirit Temple, when he pissed himself originally.
Yeah, probably. But yeah, Amiibo World. Welcome to Amiibo World. Try to stay on.
What do you, definitely a nicer... I'd say
they're quality
even
toys.
5 or 10 years ago, cool. I wouldn't have seen a toy with this high of quality, you know, other than something specialty maybe you'd order on the internet or something. But for a standard thing you can buy at Toys R Us, the level of detail and the paint job and just the overall feel of these things is very premium, actually.
If there were like Star Fox toys sold at Toys R Us like 5 years ago, that would be like crazy. Because then just, it was unheard of, you know, like making toys of, you know, like a toy of like Little Mac. Like, who ever thought that was going to happen? Like, that's what I love about them doing the Smash Brother ones, is that you get all these obscure characters that you would never see toys of, ever. Like a toy of Ness? I mean, come on, like nobody even, they won't even release Mother 3 here. You know, the Japanese version of Earthbound. Like, they won't even release the game.
Lucas, too, right? Lucas is from...
And Lucas is from Mother 3. Yeah, he's like the main guy, sort of.
So you're getting a toy for a game that they're refusing to release here, pretty much.
Yeah.
But they know that people will still want it because...
Do you know...
We all know who Lucas is. Give us the game, Nintendo. We know who Lucas is.
Do you know anything about that game? I mean, I probably don't. You know, I'm not going to...
I've played the
do any major spoilers of it, but you know... Like the about Lucas's mother and like his brother and all that, like, you know, that, like, how it's sort of a dark story.
No, I don't actually.
Okay,
wait a minute. No,
it happens in like the very beginning of the game, like very first chapter.
I know. Your dad's trying to find them, or he's in a forest or something. I sort of remember this part, and then they've gone missing.
Well, you start the game like as I think you. So a lot of the first part is with their dad. It's with Flint, is his name, I believe. And, I don't have to get into it anymore if you don't want to hear spoilers. But, like, the very first chapter, like, some shit goes down. And it is, like, a pretty dark game. I think it's darker than the other.
Do you think the darkness of it has anything to do with why it hasn't been released?
No, I don't think so.
Was it released?
I mean, Majora's Mask.
Was Mother 3 released in Europe?
I don't think so. I think it was only released in Japan.
But they did release a special edition Mother 3 Game Boy Advance. I do remember that you could buy here.
Did they?
Yes, they did.
But not
the
game.
Just not the game.
Oh, really?
So we're getting all this stuff from the game. So that's, it goes back to what you're saying, these. I mean, that's incredibly obscure. Why is there from a video game that we're not allowed to play?
Well, we got Earthbound Beginnings, which is Mother 1 on NES.
Which took, what, 25, 27 years?
I'm just saying progress. You're getting some progress.
Yeah, I guess so.
They released the NES version of Mother. So.
Which is, I have not gotten very far into it. It is incredibly hard.
It's fucking hard, yeah. And you get, like, nothing. Like, battling... It's like almost, I mean, you should buy it, just buy it just to support them, like,
so, it's $5, so hold, buy it.
So they'll get, you know, just so they'll make Mother 3, but it is, like, almost unplayable, just
skip
because,
Big Macs,
like,
for one day and get Mother, or Earthbound yeah. Beginnings, no Big Macs yeah. for you today.
Yeah, no, I mean, support it just because they're doing that. Have you heard of, complete side topic, but Earthbound, you know, they made a record in Japan of, like, people singing, like, to the Earthbound soundtrack?
I didn't know that.
Like recorded, like, voices, like, with lyrics, like, to the songs from the, game.
Was this when it was originally released?
Yeah. It's fucking amazing. Like, I wish, I haven't tried, I've been, like, downloading a bunch of, I don't know, I've been downloading a bunch of soundtracks lately to various video games, and I already had the Earthbound one, actually. I found that for free online before I found this website, but I heard about this that they had people, and I want that one, the one where they sing along.
I think you can buy a vinyl of the Earthbound soundtrack, but I don't know if it has the.
It's a different one. Earthbound Together. That's yeah. That vinyl is stuff from the vinyl is like re-recorded stuff on like OC Remix. It's like the best like remixed Earthbound stuff, which is supposed to be an awesome thing as well. But man, I wish I could. I don't even know what to look at. If I could find it, I would play it really quick on here with them like singing it. But it's crazy. I don't even know what would you even search for on that.
What are you looking for?
The Earthbound. It's basically the music from the game, but it's sung, like it has lyrics, like it's musical. I don't know, musical maybe? I don't know. I'm sure like all you people are like saying that these guys are idiots and it's you're like, oh, you should know, it's called whatever, but I found it one time after I listened to a Retronauts podcast that mentioned it, and I fucking forgot what it was, but
it would probably be called Mother, right? Because it was released in Japan?
Yeah, maybe. I just wanted to find like one song. I remember finding it on like YouTube one time where they actually sing to it.
Okay, so I guess the Mother soundtrack is a Kickstarter campaign, the one that I was talking about.
Oh, there's a different one. Because there's also that Bound Together thing.
And they're only making.
Here it is.
Did you say I believe in make believe?
Yeah. Pretty awesome, though. I think it's great.
I have an idea. How about we do the same thing for our favorite soundtrack sometime?
You've done that before.
We'll just make an entire record of our own with.
I was singing. You've done that, man. I should have that somewhere, right? You singing to the Chrono Trigger song.
Oh right, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Do you have that? Do you have that? Do you have the? What's the one that you sang to the Mario?
No, I don't. That was a mixtape that I made for a girl a long time ago, and I only had the one copy that I made for her.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was pretty awesome though. You stuck it in a Nintendo cartridge and sent it to her, right?
Hollowed out the inside of a cartridge to make it into a cassette tape case. This was a while ago, but it still was not long enough ago that a tape was a current thing to do. I just wanted to make a mixtape instead of a mixed CD. So
I used to make mixed
for the aesthetic reasons. Yeah, I think actually you may have helped me out in getting that audio onto the tape because you had a whole. If I remember correctly, you had some tapes loaded up with sounds ready to go.
I did. Yeah, tapes. I did. I had like my I had like my dialogue tapes that I recorded stuff from or whatever. So when I used to do that type of stuff, well, yeah, pretty dope.
Maybe you should do that. Maybe you should bring that back for a Christmas present for your lady or something.
Yeah,
she asked,
I wish she could make me. She doesn't even have a tape player though. You know, it's
get her a little cassette Walkman with that tape in it.
Yeah.
Maybe decorate the Walkman so that it's not just a shitty looking Walkman. Like paint on it or something.
Well, she'll probably listen to this, so let's just say that I won't do that. So it's like a surprise if I do it.
Oh, don't let her listen to
this. In case she
does
listen to it. She can if she wants to. Okay.
I thought we said no girlfriends were going to listen to anything ever.
Oh. Your girlfriend can listen to it. Do you think she would actually listen to this?
No, absolutely not.
No?
No.
I don't think anybody will listen to this, but, you know, we could try. Maybe one of you. Well, you're our one fan. Like, please, you know.
Right.
Tell us that we suck or, like, you know, or that we're horrible people or whatever.
And if that one fan is me, Jeremy, don't tell me I suck because you're constantly saying that in your inner dialogue.
Sure.
We don't really need an audio confirmation of that.
Yeah. So, I didn't. So I think the only ones we talked about that you liked was, like, Star Fox and,
Oh, right, yeah.
We got sidetracked, but that's fine. I mean, we don't need to do, like, top five. Like, how many did you do?
Well, it's hard
did you do all five of them?
Because I do like Minecraft a lot, I gotta say. I played a lot of that game, but...
But what about, like,
I mean, through ups and downs with that, with actually liking it and hating it.
I mean, you put Chrono Trigger on your number one.
Oh, Chrono Trigger.
And I said Super Metroid's my number one. And, I would put, I mean, Chrono Trigger's, of course, is up there. Final Fantasy VI, I like a lot.
Yeah,
Final Fantasy III/6, whatever. It's mostly like Super Nintendo games that are on there.
Yeah, I think I'm kind of the same way, but maybe if it's fair to just say I like all of the Metroidvania Castlevania games.
Yeah,
they're all,
sure,
as one thing, probably my favorite platformer games.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Mario.
Yeah. Well, it's, I mean, there's like Super Mario 64 is like one of my favorite Mario games. And I love Super Mario World also, but, like, 3D ones. And I put that one on there, probably. I don't know. It's hard to say, like, a top five.
I really like this game called Dino Wars, and it's not a great game, but as a kid, I played it all the time.
I remember Dino Wars.
And if I ever do any kind of streaming video of me playing a game, if that ever happens, that's going to be the first one I do. Mark my words.
If you do a Twitch, it will be Dino Wars.
That will be the first game I play through, is Dino Wars. And it's... Check it out. It's got a Z at the end, so don't look for it with an S at the end.
Oh, so it's just as good as, like, you know, pets and and herbs and all that.
I'd say, yeah,
those games
insane.
That have Z's at the end, like
the herbs.
Imagine Party Babies, the Z, which is a Wii game.
It's Bratz,
just as good as that. Yeah,
Bratz.
And Bratz.
DayZ. Apocalypse. Oh, no, that's something else.
Yeah, like Jay-Z.
Jay-Z
Daisy.
He's not a video game, but Jay's.
So we're like, over halfway through. Like, do you want to try to talk about, like, NX or something like that?
Sure, yeah.
Let's talk topical. Let's call this our topical place.
Okay,
let's,
topical. Nintendo has a new president. How do you feel about that?
I don't know anything about him.
I don't know much about the guy. I know he's got a background in...
What did he do? Like, what's
something.
He... What's even his name? I don't even know what
his name is. I thought his background was in, something to do with legal stuff, maybe. That's really
big. He's a lawyer.
I think he is a lawyer, maybe.
I mean, I don't know. Like, what did he do?
He and
Tatsumi Kimishima.
Tatsumi Kimishima.
Kimishima.
He is the new president of Nintendo.
He is. He is a company. He's a company executive who was formerly the CEO of the American branch of Nintendo of America. So,
okay, so he was already the CEO at one point.
Yeah, it says he was the company's managing director, you know, which follows the untimely death.
Sounds to me like they shake it up a lot over there.
Well, they had to, because the Iwata dropped out, which, like, sucks so much. There hasn't been,
That's a nice way to put it. He's dead.
He dropped out as in he's not alive.
But no, they've moved people around a lot over there, I think, and
yeah,
it's been something they've done a lot.
Yeah. So well, wait, did you hear about the merging of the that they merged a bunch of the groups now?
But I think
like
that
EAD
a while ago,
is yeah. not like us. It's now merged with another thing. Like they switched like all these like little parts of the company that have been there forever. Into, you know, they switched them all into different things. So I think EAD, like, doesn't actually exist anymore. Which EAD was the guys who, like, made, like, you know, Super Mario Sunshine and, like, Mario Galaxy. And, like, all those, like, big... It was, like, the main, like, developer company within the company.
So they don't exist as one cohesive
unit. It's not
unit,
called EAD anymore. But they're all... merged with a different thing and they called it something else. So they switched a bunch of stuff around. Yeah, I'm sure.
I think most people are working in the Amiibo division now.
My
facts. Yeah. Focus. Help us develop a new Amiibos to sell. No, I love you, Nintendo, but come on. Where's my Dino Wars Amiibo? Seriously.
Yeah. But they didn't make that.
Well, they didn't make Shovel Knight, and there's going to be an Amiibo for that.
Yeah. True.
So, where's my Dino Wars Amiibo?
Who even made Dino Wars?
Bandai.
Oh, yeah, Bandai.
It's a terrible...
Bandy.
Terribly underappreciated game, I mean. You spend half of the game running around as a little tiny jumpy guy with... the jump has kind of got like kind of a delayed input. It takes a little bit to get used to. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of each level, you hop into your dino, and then you're fighting other big dino mechs, and then... You fight a boss dino, which is just a different color version of one of the other dinos you were fighting, and then you go inside, go as a little guy again, you go inside this little room, but the part that was frustrating about that game was that you always had to run back through the level backwards after you beat it. You had to go all the way back to the beginning, you couldn't just be done. Yeah, except for, well, just the parts where you're in the human, where you're the human. When you're in the dinosaur, that's not a thing.
Sure, yeah.
But...
Totally. Yeah, I think I played... Do you remember that? You remember that NES disc that we had?
Uh-huh.
I think we played it on that. Which yeah, I told you... Great. I remember I told you the Mario Maker, which we haven't even mentioned anything about Super Mario Maker, which is this great game that I've been playing a lot of. That's, like, my main game that I've been playing right now is Super Mario Maker, among with, like, other Virtual Console oddities.
But that, I will say, I mean...
But the Amiibo costumes on that remind me of, like, the hacks that were in this. We had this...
Yeah.
We had this game that had like, you know, like super, what, you know, all these like racy stuff and like some of it.
And racist.
Racist stuff.
And racist
yeah.
stuff, but you let people kind of have free reign with making parody games, and they're gonna go a little nuts with it. But
basically, took Mario 1 and like did the same game, but added a different sprite, and like doing the Amiibo costumes on the new one is kind of like that, feels like that a lot, you know, where it's like, oh hey, you can play through this one as Link, but it's not the first level, it's not the same game, it's like a different level. So that's, I mean, that's cool. But anyway, on topic, new whatever president dude, he consolidated some of the companies. I remember that. Yeah, he basically, they merged all the development teams into like one big team, I guess is what they did.
So there's not a handheld division, really?
Yeah, no, it's like all like the same division now, which is probably what, yeah, maybe gives more hints as to them possibly merging the Wii and the 3DS and all that. For
which is...
Doing the handheld
back on topic, the NX, which I think you mentioned a second ago.
That's what everybody
seems to be... That's kind of a theory that most people have.
Everybody seems to be talking about this Unity thing, called Unity or whatever. Yeah, where you have the home console and the handheld, and they're the same. Which makes me wonder about whether... See, I want the... We talked about this earlier. I want the new NX to have, like, the same graphical capabilities as, like, a PS4 or Xbox One, so we can have some third-party games. But I'm afraid that if they do this dual thing, then it won't be as powerful, because the handheld may be too expensive to do that. Because then you'd have to have a handheld that's as powerful as, like, the PS4.
Well, the fact that it's not even out yet means that technology still has time to catch up to
a
handheld device having the power of a PS4 and Xbox One.
But I mean,
which I think some of the higher-end smartphones have already kind of started pushing that.
I think they already did. Well, I don't think any of the smartphones even look as good as, like, PS3 or 360.
I don't know, man. I remember Infinity Blade on iPhone 4 looking like an Xbox 360 game.
Really? Infinity Blade? Yeah, I thought Infinity Blade could have been a GameCube game. From what I saw of it.
Right.
I thought it looked like about that it was like kind of like more that generation, more like Xbox, the first one, and PS2 and GameCube. But I don't know. I think my prediction for the NX is that I don't think it's going to come out until 2017.
I think we'll hear about it a little bit at E3 next year.
Next year we'll hear about it, but it won't drop until to like Christmas 2017. At the earliest.
That's when they're going to announce the release date of the new Zelda game, which will be November of next year, is my prediction.
Yeah, it's a bummer. I really wish that would have... Let's go back in time to, like, however many months before, when I thought Zelda was coming out. Like, I thought that I was going to get Zelda and Xenoblade Chronicles X, like, at the same time, and I thought my brain was going to explode, because I was going to have, like, two awesome, like, RPG-like titles to play, like, back-to-back. And I was going to be like, this is going to be great. I'm never going to have to leave the house ever. I'll be playing this for like 100 hours, you know?
But that's not what's going to happen.
No, it's not. But that sounded like a great idea. Like, I was like, alright, so two awesome RPGs in one day. What do you think? Like, I've seen like all sorts of like bizarre stuff about Zelda online, about Zelda U. About them having, like, the birds in it from Skyward Sword. Like, I heard somebody talk about that. That you have the horse and the bird.
Okay.
Where you can fly from one part to another, about it being super long. I don't know. I've seen, like, you know, rumors. You know,
I thought you meant the bird people from Wind Waker.
Oh, no. I mean the birds that fly. I mean the Loftwing.
The bird people from Wind Waker, I want them back. They're cool.
You know what I really wanted for Zelda U was a sequel to Wind Waker.
Yeah,
with like less sequel. Water and more land.
I think
like
that
with a big huge level that was all in that animation style. You know where they go to find the new world like that game, like the sequel to that where they leave at the end.
I think they kind of already did that a little bit with the.
They did with the DS ones, but I want like an HD one that's like big. You know,
I want it to be an HD version of Spirit Tracks where you actually get to control the train with the gamepad. And you can just watch yourself be in the train for most of the game. And that's really, actually, I think they should cut out anything but just riding the train. Because that's the best part of that game.
Really?
Just riding that train constantly.
Really?
Call it Zelda Train Simulator. I'll buy 3 copies of it.
Yeah, right.
No, that game was not that great.
It was better than Phantom Hourglass.
I thought Phantom Hourglass was better.
Really? I think I'd play... If they release those games on DS, I think I would play them.
I do remember it being pretty frustrating. The stealth part could be pretty frustrating. Because you had to keep going back to the same level over and over again.
That was the first one, yeah. The Phantom Hourglass. Yeah, because you had to play that same level over and over and over and over again.
And then... let's liken that to something similar that annoyed me in... Both of the newest console Zelda games was the collecting the tears, whatever that was called, Tears of Light.
Oh, in Twilight Princess.
And you had to do it in, you had to do something very similar in Skyward Sword.
Yeah, where like time was frozen. And Tears of Light are fucking stupid.
I hated it. I thought it was something in there to artificially inflate the
I don't know, like,
length
been,
of the game and add excessive difficulty between dungeons.
Yeah. I've been sort of obsessing over Twilight Princess lately, just because I want to play the GameCube one, just because I never played the GameCube one. And you played the GameCube one and not the Wii one, right?
Right. Well, I started playing the Wii one, and then I got to the first Tears of Light, and it was like, oh yeah, I remember this part. I never want to play this again, ever.
Ever. But it had some, like, cool stuff in it with Ganondorf. I don't know, I've only played it once, and I wanted to play it again, just to give it another run. And yeah, I know it's
Ganondorf
not...
wasn't in Twilight Princess, was he?
Yeah, he is.
I thought it was an entirely new...
No, he's the boss. He's the boss of the game. Yeah, he turns into the beast and all that.
Oh, now I know. Yeah, now I remember. Yeah. Uh-huh. He's rolling around like Sonic at you.
It takes a while for them to show him, but yeah, he's later. Like, they don't reveal him until like halfway through the game, but yeah, he is in the game.
Okay.
It was Link Between Worlds. He was not the boss of. There was that guy who summoned his spirit at the end. Xant was from Twilight Princess. I forget who the other dude was. It's been too long since I played that game. That game's awesome, but it's too long since I played it.
I'm just gonna say it. I don't think that I've thoroughly 100% enjoyed a console Zelda game since Wind Waker. Where I felt front to back.
But when it came out, just because it was so short.
I enjoyed it, but it was over.
Its shortness was a problem, but it's a beautiful game.
It needed more dungeons would have been great. Three more dungeons would have been awesome.
The reason that, you know, when they re-released the HD one, the reason they didn't put the new dungeons, those dungeons on there is because they already used them in Twilight Princess.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
They recycle all of their stuff. They don't recycle it. Like, anything they come up with that they don't use in one game, they use it in another game. Like, that they're very sense. Much like they don't waste anything. I think it's really cool. But I read a review about that where they're like, we'd add those dungeons there, but those dungeons are already in Twilight Princess. We already took them and put them in a different game. So it's like, you've already played it in a different iteration. Even though it would be cool if they put it in there, but yeah, you'd be kind of like, I don't know. I forget, there was something I was going to say along that line. What if... Oh yeah, back to my first thought about the Wind Waker game was how I wanted the Wind Waker 2 game. They would make the big land and like less water. And you know how he sticks the sword into Ganondorf's head?
Yeah.
And he turns to stone? Wouldn't it be great to have a game where you had to remove the sword from his head to bring him back to life in order to fight a bigger boss? And then you have two bosses? Like something like that, where you had to, like, there was an evil that was bigger than Ganondorf, but you needed that sword, but you had to summon, you had to pull it out of his head, and he comes back to life when you do that, so you have to deal with both of them. I don't know, it seems sound like a cool story mechanic, right?
What if you know how the King of Hearts turn into a, or King of Red Lions turn into a boat? What if Ganon turned into, like, a helicopter or something? And you know, that was how you got around, was in the Ganon copter.
Well, yeah, sure. That's a little more ridiculous. But
I don't know if it's ridiculous. I mean, come on, the damn King of Lions is a boat.
Yeah, where he's like the fucking he's like the dog dragon from the Neverending Story. He's like, hey, on that like rock thing that you wear.
I mean, if I had the ability to reincarnate myself as anything. Well, it wouldn't be a boat, for one. But if it was going to be a boat, it'd be a larger boat.
It wouldn't be a one-person sailboat with a lion head on it.
I mean, just imagine, those waves had to have looked huge going head-on straight into him. I mean, that had to be... His beard was getting wet all the time.
Yeah. What was it... You played Hyrule... Oh, I showed you Hyrule Warriors a little bit, but... Wouldn't it be awesome if, like, the boat was a character on that game? Actually, the 3DS one, they're making... Toon Link is in it, and I think he has boat moves. Like, where he uses the boat to hit people.
It's like the end of a combo, the boat. Like.
Yeah, no, it is. Well, there's, in the, you can play as, you can use Epona as a weapon, where you run around the stage, like, with the horse.
Oh, really?
So, I think it's something like that, where, like, the boat is a weapon, maybe, and you can, like, float around with the boat. But I wish, like, the King of Red Lions was, like, that was him. Like, he was the character, like, the boat was a character, and he just went around and was just, like, and just jumps on people. I'm motioning with my hand like he's jumping. Anyway.
How great would it be to have... Okay. So in Wind Waker, it kind of talks a little bit about, like... And I think we ended up finding out it was because of an alternate history where the Hero of Time died, right? Because they say, like, Ganon came back. And... Right. Ganon came back. You see this in the opening.
Oh, I thought
credits
this,
of.
I thought it was post Ocarina of Time.
No, it is post Ocarina of Time. But so, and then Ganon comes back again.
But Ganon comes back later.
But then the hero doesn't show up time, and that's why Hyrule ends up getting flooded.
Yeah.
To protect it.
Yeah, I feel like, it was like in the way, way distant future.
So what if there was a game based around that? What if there's a game based around, like, maybe you're not Link. Maybe for once you're somebody else. Maybe you're a young King Hyrule. Trying to,
and you got boat attacks.
Well, no, this is pre-boat.
Yeah,
this is before
you can't be the boat.
Became the yacht. I think that it might be kind of cool to play a Zelda game not as Link.
Sure.
And I know that's been discussed before, and people have mentioned it. In fact, actually, there is one that exists where you play as Zelda. It's on CDI. Yeah.
Well, so that's happened. You kind of played it her as her in
Spirit Tracks,
because
yeah.
She was your. She was your little ghostly friend thing.
So. Which had to be completely strange for Link because, you know, you got this lady ghost, and if you're even kind of attracted to her, you gotta feel sort of necrophiliac, like kind of like a necrophiliac, right?
Sure. Yeah, she's a spirit, you can't really do anything. Do you remember, completely off topic, but do you remember when you used to have dreams about that ghost lady from the Columbia dorms?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bloody murder.
From that, it's like that cursive song reminded you of the ghost lady.
Yeah,
that's a whole nother thing.
That's a whole nother episode. Anyway,
is there something else? Anything else you want to add, or do you want to put a pin in it here? We got like 55 minutes here. I think that's a meaty podcast.
I see podcasts usually between an hour, hour and a half.
Okay, we'll put a pin in it now. We'll do a drunk one later and see if that was more fun. Anyway, do you have a Twitter handle or whatever that people can follow you
at? I do not.
I don't put anything on Twitter.
Maybe I will create one
when I
get drunk tonight. No, I have a Twitter, but...
we'll do that later. Anyway, I'm Trey. This is Jeremy.
I'm Jeremy. Been,
Nintendo Main.
We'll see you whenever we see you again.
Play your games.
You know, like this on iTunes or wherever we put it.
Send us games.
Goodbye.